before. Or now, you know, you say, if you just say, I'm going to go buy a bag of sugar or a sack of sugar, you wouldn't know what that meant. It could be 2 pounds or 5 pounds or whatever. Yeah. Now, was there ever a time when it was used as a measure? You could say a bag of sugar would be a certain amount?
You always had different size bags, so it wouldn't. It could have been any size.
What about something that perhaps feed for animals came in?
Sacks, feed sacks.
All right, now what were they made of?
Well, back when I was a girl, they were made out of burlap. The sacks were burlap, like the oats and the corn came in. In later years, they got to putting them in cloth bags. That was feed sacks too, but.
Those that were made out of burlap, was there anything you ever called those?
Gunny sacks.
You ever hear them called a grass sack?
No.
How about a croaker sack?
Croaker sack. Yeah, I've heard them called croaker sacks.
All right. When you took corn, for example, to a mill, the mill where your father worked was a lumber mill, or was it a grinder?
It was a train where he worked. It really wasn't a mill. I don't know if he worked for. I really don't know what he did. He worked in a store. He worked in the commissary, in other words, at this little. They called them little dummy trains. They hauled lumber and stuff, you know, and they had this track, and the trains ran on, and they had what's called a commissary for the months it worked. I guess it was a mill. It must have been a sawmill is what it was, and he worked in the commissary.
I see.
That's where I was born. They called it the head of the road. That's where it ended or started, one or the other. I don't know. That's where we live. I think they said we moved when I was 3 months old. We moved to Mac Henry. And he worked in his father-in-law, my grandfather's store there. We moved then down to Woolmarket and lived there all the rest. Of course, I grew up in Woolmarket. That's the only home I ever knew. Married and came up this way.
Mm. Were your parents from Harrison County?
Oh, yes. My grandmother, my mother, and my father.
Did your mother ever work away from home? No. She took care of all the children.
You know, back in those days, the mothers didn't work.
Yeah.
There was nothing for them to do.
What sort of education did your parents have?
Well, my father didn't have any. He went to about the 5th grade, but my mother had some college.
Oh, did she?
Uh-huh. What they call a boarding school. It was same as, it was a college then. See, she finished the, my grandfather was wealthy. Of course, we didn't get any of it, it was gone. But he built school himself and hired a teacher each year to come up there and teach. And she stayed with them for free. And he paid her, I'm sure, just a small salary because it wasn't much money. He didn't have much to spend. But anyway, for years, till all of his children were got there as far as they could go with her. And then they were all, of course, the younger ones. Now, my mother was the oldest in the family, but she went to what was called a boarding school in Ocean Springs. And then the others went, you know, they were sent to the normal, where Hattiesburg's, Mississippi Southern is now. That was called the normal school. Well, part of her, the younger ones went there. But they were all educated, my mother's people were.
Do you know anything about their ancestry? I believe your daughter said somewhere in
the
background it was probably a little bit Indian.
Oh, yes. She was called Granny, which would have been my mother's great-grandmother, I believe it was a full-blooded Choctaw Indian. I show my Indian.